Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast was inspired by something that recently happened. Recently, a large fire consumed at least three boats stored in a marina here locally. 150 other boats suffered damage from the fire, either from heat, smoke and soot, or water damage. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just go ahead and in the upper right in the search bar, type in care custody control, and it will bring you to the blog post. And I've got a link to an article about the fire. They haven't determined yet what caused the fire, but it did consume at least three boats. So those three boats are totaled. And then there are about 150 other boats stored in that facility that suffered, again, from either heat damage, smoke and soot damage, or water damage from the fire department and the sprinkler system that was going off in the facility. Now, the question comes down as to whose insurance is responsible for the total boats and damage to the 150 others. Since these boats were being stored at the marina, I would imagine that the marina would have required the boat owner to have enforced a watercraft policy and then also listed the marina as an additional insured. I've got several boat clients that do store their boats at marinas, and yeah, the marina requires them to have not only a watercraft policy in force, but also have them listed as additional insured to protect them as far as liability goes. Now, if this is a case, the boat owner's insurance policy would respond to the damage. And then if we take a look at a standard watercraft policy, it lists their exclusions first. Now, when it comes to a homeowner's policy, it comes to an auto policy, they'll list, hey, these are the things that we cover as far as the perils insured against. We will cover these things. So, you know, a boat owner's policy, a watercraft policy, boat owner's policy is going to do the opposite. It's going to tell you what they won't cover. So I went into a standard watercraft policy. And if you've got a watercraft or boat owner's policy, I'm sure you can look this up yourself. Now, I'm just going to read off here exactly from the policy language. We do not insure loss, which is a result of wear and tear, marring, scratching, denting, deterioration, inherent vice, latent defect, mechanical breakdown, corrosion, mold, wet or dry rot, freezing, thawing, contamination, smog, birds, vermin, rodents, insects, domestic animals. So losses from any of those items are not covered on the watercraft or boat owner's policy. But at the very end of the list, they let you know what they will cover. And it, right after it goes, you know, birds, vermin, rodents, insects, domestic animals. And the next line is, loss not excluded that ensues from any of these causes is covered. Okay? So, as long as the loss doesn't happen because of these items, it's covered. So, what do we look at as far as the marina fire? Well, the fire, the smoke and soot damage, the water damage from the fire department or sprinkler system would be covered. And that would be covered up to the limit of liability listed on the policy's declaration page. So whatever limit you have listed for your boat, you have up to that amount of coverage to fix or replace your boat. So the people that got total losses, those three boats that were total losses, the policy is going to pay out the policy limit. So if they're insured for $50,000, they're going to get $50,000. If they're insured for $25,000 and the boat to replace it or to get something similar is going to be $40,000, they're only going to get the $25,000. So it's you're going to get up to the limit of liability listed on the declaration page. So you definitely want to keep up on that. If you do have a boat, you may want to start looking around, seeing what similar comps are going for, what they're selling for, and make sure that your policy is in line with what they're selling for. Because just like with the scheduled items that I shared with you, story I've shared with you time and time again, we had somebody that insured a ring, a gold ring, and they had it insured for $1,000. And it was on the policy for 20 plus years at $1,000, and then finally it was stolen. And they took the description in to a jeweler to find out what it would cost to replace the ring. And the jeweler came back with an estimate of $2,000. So unfortunately, these people lost out on $1,000 because they didn't have the correct limit of liability for the ring. They only had $1,000, and they should have had $2,000. So definitely when it comes to jewelry, when it comes to musical instruments, when it comes to collectibles, when it comes to boats, make sure that you are insuring them for, you know, the current market value on what it would cost to, you know, for similar boats, similar jewelry, similar collectibles, whatnot today. Because you don't want to get stuck being underinsured for those types of items. Now, the marina may have some coverage under their business policy, but it may be limited to damage done by employees of the marina only. Not something like fire, unless it is proven an employee started the fire, whether intentional or unintentional. So, the marina's policy will most likely not cover this fire damage, again, unless it's determined that the fire was started by an employee, whether it was by accident or on purpose. Marina's business policy probably will not be paying out on this as far as damage to the boats. They would have to, again, it would be the watercraft policy or the boat owner's policy that would be covering that. Now, on the flip side, there was another situation. I received a phone call this week from a client who wanted to find out about coverage for her son. His vehicle was going in for repairs and asked her if he could use her vehicle for a few days. I explained that as long as he was using the vehicle with permission, the liability and physical damage on her auto policy would apply. I did explain that medical coverage, however, would come from his auto policy due to changes to Michigan's no-fault auto coverage. Here in the state of Michigan, back in 2020, there were changes that were done to the no-fault policy or no-fault coverage in order to allow people to make changes to the medical, and there were a bunch of other things in an effort to bring auto insurance rates down here in the state of Michigan. One of those changes was when it comes to medical coverage as far as who is covered. The coverage now reads that medical coverage applies to named insureds, their spouses, and resident relatives only. So if you're not a resident of the household, you're not going to be covered for medical. And that's where, you know, the son, who obviously does have his own auto policy because he's just borrowing her vehicle while his is being repaired, he would have to go to his auto policy if he's injured while driving her vehicle, as far as getting payment for his injuries from a potential auto accident. Now, in the exclusion section of the auto policy, there is an entry under exclusions, and it says, as far as things not covered, and it says, using a vehicle without a reasonable belief that the person is entitled to do so. So in this case, it's a reasonable belief that this son is using his mother's vehicle with permission. So if he damages a vehicle or gets in a serious car accident and gets sued, obviously they're going to sue him because he's a driver. They're also going to sue her because she owns the vehicle. In those cases, her auto policy would respond to those lawsuits because he was using the vehicle with a reasonable belief that he was entitled to do so. All right. Now, an example of where coverage would not apply, and I remembered this from watching a Tosh.0 episode probably 10, 15 years ago, when 2 7-year-old kids took a vehicle on a joyride. They damaged 2 mailboxes, hit a couple of parked cars, hit a few vehicles, and then ended up curbing the vehicle they were driving, damaged the front axle, snapped the wheel right off the vehicle. And it was his grandmother's vehicle. He was mad at his mother, which I don't understand. He was mad at his mother, so he grabbed his grandmother's keys and took the vehicle on a joyride. Now, I do, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, happen to be listening later on, just in the upper right, type in care, custody, and control, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast, and I've got a link to the article about the fire at the marina, and then also I've got a news clip from YouTube about this 7-year-old kid joyride. And they asked him, well, why did you do it? Well, I was mad at my mom. And they said, well, are you sorry what you did? Well, I want to do hood rat things with my friend. So you may remember that. I think it was a meme, years and years ago. I want to do hood rat things with my friend. As far as the police officer does mention at the end of it, it's like, you know, your grandmother is going to have to pay for the damage to these vehicles. I believe the grandmother would have to charge her grandson with theft and malicious mischief in order to have the damages to her vehicle and the other damages covered by her auto policy. Using a vehicle without reasonable belief that the person is entitled to do so. Well, he was not entitled to do so because, number one, he's 7 years old. Number two, he doesn't have a driver's license. Number three, he took the vehicle without the grandmother knowing. I don't know if he was charged or what happened with him. But the grandmother would have to have the police arrest him and charge him with vehicle theft or malicious mischief in order to have her auto policy cover the damage to her vehicle and then the other vehicles and property that he damaged when he went out on his joyride. I couldn't find any follow-up on the story as far as how the damages were paid. But, he wasn't using the vehicle with a reasonable belief to do so. So, therefore, any damages that he did as the driver of that vehicle wouldn't be covered unless, again, the grandmother would have him arrested and charged with vehicle theft. Then the theft portion of her policy You know, the theft is covered. So any damages that were done due to the theft would be covered. So again, talk with your hometown insurance agent to find out how your policies would respond if somebody else has care, custody, or control of your property. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and unfortunately, we have some more snow in the forecast for tomorrow. But hey, brighter days are ahead. Spring is just around the corner. And don't forget, if you're listening to this prior to Sunday, Sunday is daylight savings time, so make sure you spring forward, set your clocks ahead. Till next time.